This audio was made for Gone Wild Audio by Cute Little One XOXO. Please do not redistribute.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 6 months since my last confession. My sins, they're so awful. I'm not sure if I can be forgiven. I know you think I'm a good girl, but I'm not. I'm filthy. No, I'm okay. I guess it started around the time I learned to touch myself. I was lying in bed, and my hand just wandered all the way down on its own. I knew I'm not supposed to touch myself there, but it felt so good, and my hand just gently explored, moving faster and faster. I just kept touching myself until something happened. It was like an explosion in me. After that, I couldn't stop. I'd sneak off to the bathroom during school, hide under the bleachers at lunch, anywhere. I just wanted to feel that explosion again. Am I touching myself now? A little. I can't help it. I know lots of girls touch themselves, Father, but it didn't stop there. A few months ago, I had a friend over for a sleepover. She just looked so cute in her ponytail and pajamas. I wondered what it would be like to touch her, too. But I was scared of what she would think. So, I stole some of my daddy's whiskey. I thought it would help her relax. But I guess I gave her too much, and pretty soon she was asleep. And I should have just gone to sleep too, but I couldn't resist. You should have seen her. It was then the boys from school showed up. I'd forgotten I'd invited them. They caught me touching her, and they wanted to, too. I couldn't say no. Or they'd get me in so much trouble. So the two of them started touching her. And I don't know why, but that only made her look cuter. The way she moaned when they put her fingers in her. It was like this. I don't know why, but I started getting all of these ideas in my head. Ideas of what the boys could do to me and my friend. And then I asked them to. They were bad things. But that only made them feel even better. And my friend, she would never even know. It would just be a little secret. I didn't know the boys would take pictures, though. I didn't mind because I wanted to spend more time with the boys, but my friend, they said that they'd share the pictures if she wasn't nice to them. So she was very nice to them for a while, but they got bored and made her be nice to some other boys. And pretty soon, everyone knew how nice she was. And it didn't matter if they released the picture or not. I don't think the picture was so bad. Look at it, Father. Doesn't she look pretty? After that, I decided I couldn't hang out with my classmates anymore. I didn't want them to get into trouble. It was pretty lonely for a bit. Luckily, my dad's friends were willing to spend time with me. Older men know so many fun things. They taught me so many things. How to suck cock like a good little girl. How to be a worthless cock slut. How to convince other girls to come with us to one of their parties. They even started paying me, which made me feel good. Like I must have been doing something good if all these older men wanted to shove money in my mouth, right? But even though it felt so good, deep down, I knew it was bad. I don't want to be like this anymore, Father. I don't want to be a worthless cock slut. I want to be a good girl. Can you help me? Please. Please say you'll help me, Father. thank you. Thank you so much. I knew you would help me, Father. Father, that sounds so formal. Wouldn't you mind if I called you Daddy? Would you like that?
Would you like to be this demon slut's daddy? Don't act all high and mighty, Daddy. I know what you've been thinking.
Trying to comfort this little slut and protecting her, acting like you weren't going to be jacking off to that story for the rest of your life.
I can smell it on you. You're rock hard, imagining that cute little schoolgirl slut getting into trouble.
There was so much cum dripping out of my pussy, but I just wanted more. Was that bad? Was that bad, Daddy?
A demon. That's what some people call me. I like to think of myself as a teacher. I've been showing this girl what she's capable of. Her tight little cunt was just waiting for someone to show her how much it could take, and how men could feel so good. She was a bit hesitant at first, but now she's a very eager student. All she wants to do is make men happy. Even if I left her body, it wouldn't matter. She just needs cock so much. It's who she is now. My question for you is, what do you need?
It must be so hard staying celibate with all these little schoolgirls running around in their little skirts. Their young legs just begging you to pull them apart and take them.
They would let you if you wanted. I hear what they say about you. You know what they call you? Father fuckable.
I can give you what you need. I've been sucking and fucking for over 10,000 years. I can do such delicious things to you with this body. Can you imagine?
I bet you already are.
All I want is... You know what demons want. You don't have to make a decision right away. I'll give you a free taste first.
Look at this wet mouth. Isn't it perfect? Don't you want to shove your cock in this perfect, wet mouth?
Slap this pretty schoolgirl face with your rock-hard dick. Hear her begging. Begging for you to please come in my tight throat.
That's right. Take that cock out. You know what you want.
See? There's nothing scary about me. I just want to make people happy.
I make you happy.
Don't I, Daddy?
I loved sucking Daddy's cock.
Thank you, Daddy.
I've sucked so many cocks, but yours is my favorite,
Daddy. It's so tasty, and it fills me up so nice when I take it all the way down. It's so tasty and fills me up so nice when I take it all the way. Sucking you is making me so wet. I need your cock in me so bad.
It hurts, Daddy.
Please, please take me. Please.
Take this demon pussy, Daddy.
Please,
Please, Daddy. This pussy needs you. It needs your cum, please. Ah!
Yes. You made the right choice. Who needs a soul when you've got a warm, tight pussy wrapped around your cock?
You like feeling me squeeze you?
Oh, that feels so nice. But this isn't about what I want. You don't have to be gentle with me. You paid for this. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right. Pull my hair. Use this little schoolgirl body. Oh, you like slapping my tight ass? Yes. Leave your mark on me. Leave your hand on my ass so I can show the other girls what you can do. They're all going to want this. And I'm going to help you give it to them.
I'm going to give you a harem of sluts to fuck. Eager mouths and pussies waiting for you to use and teach. It makes me cum just thinking about it. Fuck this demon bitch harder. Fuck me until I can't even talk. Leave me a drooling cum slut whining for more. What's wrong, Daddy? I see. No, it's okay. I understand. It's fun to fuck a horny demon slut, but you miss your little schoolgirl. She was such a sweet thing. How about I bring her back for a bit? Just for a bit.
Oh, Daddy, you feel so good inside me. Thank you, Daddy. I wanted this for so long. Remember, when I was telling you about touching myself, this is what I was thinking about. You going deep inside me, taking care of me. I'm so thank you. Thank you so much. I don't deserve this. I know I'm a bad little girl, Daddy. Thank you for fucking me anyways. I'm such a dirty whore, Daddy. Letting all those men use me. Only you can use me now, Daddy. From now on, I'll only take another man's cock when you tell me to. Daddy, I promise. Oh, Daddy. I feel it. I'm gonna come. Please come with me, Daddy. I need you to come with me. Please, Daddy, come inside me. Please. Please, Daddy. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job, Daddy. Oh, no, don't pull out yet. Enjoy this for a little bit. This is just the beginning. We're going to have so many delectable, sinful adventures together. anything you can dream of, and so many you couldn't. By the time I'm done with you... Oh, shoot. Well, I've gotta run. I'm late for choir practice. See you soon, Daddy.